Bush Nation! Get to today. Is there some drama between Molly and Kim K? We'll get you the answer in seconds, but Chewy was popping over there in those Hollywood streets.
Well, Kanye Ye West himself got himself a new Fox, and you better not talk dirty to Jason Derulo. We'll explain.
And we got our girl comedian Vanessa Fraction in the building over here in the
What's
A.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Now, Chewy, I see you're not doing your dirt all by your lonely. You got some company over there. What's up?
With us is entertainment host and journalist Tanner Thompson,
yes.
Baby.
Yes.
And, guys, Kanye wishes this was his new Fox. We got actress, talk show host, executive producer, entrepreneur, and much more. Vivica A. Fox is in the building, baby. That's right.
Well, yo, man, top of 2022, and the shade is still real out here in the field. Now, Kim Kardashian just curved Miley Cyrus in the most offensive way possible. She stopped following her on Instagram.
Oh, no, that's big. That's big.
Official.
Yeah. That's like talking
that.
About
when that happens.
Yeah, it's like talking about somebody's mama in the 80s when you unfollow them on Instagram.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah,
that's a death sentence.
Yeah, so Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson co-hosted a New Year's Eve special together in Miami. But when the two promoted the event on the Jimmy Fallon show, Miley may have taken things too far when she serenaded Pete the Meat by singing, It Should Have Been Me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, after Miley serenaded Pete, the two were seen walking into a Staten Island condo together, and you know Kimmy was having no parts of that.
Whoa.
So she allegedly unfollowed Miley and got her man in check because the two flew to Bahamas for a little quality time and possibly some reprogramming.
Yeah. Listen, when you can snatch your man up in a private jet.
Right. She said we need some quiet time.
Okay,
we need to get things back on track here.
Okay. Yeah, the only time a woman has ever picked me up was in a Ford Focus. It wasn't in a private jet, y'all. It wasn't in a private jet.
Kim K does things a different way.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kim K.
Yes.
Wow. Vivica, if Miley serenaded your man, what would be your response?
Miley is good for business as far as I'm concerned.
That part.
I'm like, baby, help us bring in them coins. And
I'm good.
All
right.
But it might have been the whole after part, the thing walking to the condo together.
Yeah.
And I might have had to have a conversation with him about, not Miley, why you taking her back to the condo.
Well, speaking of Kim, it seems like her soon-to-be ex-hubby, Ye West, finally got the message and started to move on, y'all.
About time.
So Yeezy was spotted with actress Julia Fox, and the two were seen spending time in Miami and New York City. But fans are confused because the rapper has also been spotted with songwriter Audrey Nix in Miami as well, and a couple of other spots, y'all. So
fans are confused.
Yeah,
that's a real shady way of being like, we see what you're doing.
Right.
Well, the second one sounds like it could have been business because Kanye is getting ready to start working on Donda 2. So if he's working with an artist, it is what it is. But the other thing, that seems like just smut.
Is he about to star in a movie as well? Is he working with the actress?
Maybe. I think working on a movie that you can't show publicly, but
Do you guys actually think that Kanye has moved on and he's gotten the message from Kim, or is this something else?
I personally think that he's finally gotten the message that Kimmy is not running back.
Wow.
Damn. I don't think so. I mean, she literally has been, you know, she's getting jets for Pete Davidson. You understand what I'm saying?
If I see a Kim K jet flying over me and that's my ex, I'm hurting. Yeah. I'm going to do everything in my power to win you back.
Hell yeah.
You taking me to the Bahamas on your jet?
How would you top that, Chewy?
I have no idea. Flowers, candy.
Flowers
Olive,
candy.
You know, Olive Garden or Cheesecake Factory. That always gets them.
And if you're Kanye West, what do you do? Like, who's the female Pete Davidson?
Right.
Oddly enough, I think it's Miley Cyrus, but
honestly, you're right there.
You might have said something right there, head crack.
Get it popping. All right, y'all. Well, moving on. I know one thing. People better chill on talking dirty to Jason Derulo. During a night in Las Vegas, Jason was approached by two trolls who reportedly mistook him for Usher, or Usher if you're nasty.
Wow.
And it went all bad. It went from R&B to R&B. Because according to reports, the man bumped into Jason at the Aria Hotel and screamed, "Hey, Usher, you." And then Jason got it popping, man. He commenced to open up a can of whoop ass on both of them. He's punching them dead in the face, knocked one of the dudes out, and then turned around and gave the other guy five fingers to the face as well with a big old slap. And then the cops came, slapped handcuffs on Jason Derulo, and then off to the slammer he went. But he should have been like, that was me who did it. Usher.
I know. He answered the yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
It was just Usher.
I was quite impressed. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah,
Jason Derulo is quick.
Yeah.
He got away from the bodyguard like he did a quick dash. And the combination that he hit him with was just
don't let the TikToks fool you.
At all.
My man's got hands.
But am I the only person who thought that Jason Derulo's muscles were for display purposes only? Like,
Headcrack, do you ever, has anybody ever thought you were a different celebrity? Have you ever gotten that?
Nah, anytime somebody fought me, it's because they thought it was me.
Well, no mistaking. They said, I'm going to crack it. Carmen Electra wants a piece of the housewife pie. The actress and model took to IG yesterday reading a meme that read, wait, Carmen Electra joining R-H-O-B-H as Garcelle's friend would be very interesting, though. And Carmen replied, would be fun.
Carmen Electra doesn't seem like the type that's going to stir up some drama for me on the show.
I mean, if they was to get in a dance battle or something like that, Carmen would whoop your ass with a dance battle.
But I also think that Carmen understands the assignment, right? Like, she started out as a Lakers girl and leveled up level after level
once
after
again,
level.
Once again, that's dancing.
Yeah. Well,
when you do the housewives things, they're looking for the
right. If we're looking for Carmen to be like, oh, what? Like, doing the wrong, like, okay.
She won't get you.
Like, she's going to get
you. I mean, but understanding the reality TV landscape for what it is, don't you think the producers could at least whip up something that would be somewhat interesting for Carmen Electra?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to say, Vivica, would you ever join Real Housewives franchise?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. No, because I've been asked so many times, to be very honest with
really?
You. They every year, they always for some reason want me to go get on the Housewives of Atlanta because of some past beef that I have with Kenya Moore from Celebrity Apprentice. And I've already done that whole thing. It's just not in me. I'd rather act and do a cat fight. So no desire to be a housewife.
No desire.
No desire. Me neither. No. Me neither.
But if you were,
I'd ask you.
Hey, you never know.
Here we go, moving on. It looks like Anthony Anderson was not always the nice-ish to Tracee Ellis Ross. Guys, this story is nuts. He recently revealed that way back in 2005, he made a joke that offended Tracee, and she didn't like him for a decade.
Yikes.
This is what he said. He said, we laugh about this now, but Tracee didn't like me for maybe 10 years.
Wow.
As we were walking onto the stage, there was a loud sound over the speaker, and I said, Tracee, did you fart? The audience loved it, but what I did not know is how offended Tracee was by that comment. She did not see that coming.
At all. Yeah. You know, but I'm going to tell you something. I love Anthony Anderson. I did. You can play that game with Anthony Anderson. And Anthony's just raw and real.
Yeah.
He really is. And Tracee was probably like...
Right.
Right, right.
Farting? Really?
I don't fart. Oh. Yeah.
So, I can see.
Well, okay, so you get it. So, 10 years, obviously, is a long time to be
it
mad.
It is.
Have you ever been mad at somebody for 10 years, Viv?
I was mad at Kenya Moore for about 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
We recently just kind of made a little bit of peace behind that.
That's good.
The Celebrity Apprentice show that we did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like her for a long time.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, but there is peace, y'all.
There's peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recently saw her at Crest Stations, and we walked over and was like, hey, girl, what's happening?
Yeah. So, Vanessa, have you ever been mad at somebody for 10 years?
No. I can't be that mad that long. No.
See,
that gives you power. That makes me think you won, like in a sense. I just got to let it go and keep laughing. You know what I mean? The more you see laugh, the more pissed off you'll be. You know?
Up next, did Cardi B flip her wig? Well, she's setting the record straight. You won't want to miss this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, by now we all know if Cardi B has something to say, she gonna say it.
Okay. No, I did that wrong.
You
did it. I was trying to get my hair together and everything.
On New Year's, Cardi was pissed about the way her wig was styled, so she went on a tirade on IG and put the anonymous hairstylist on blast. Now, completely understanding this is a family show, I gotta paraphrase some of this, but Cardi said, the wig was cheap and it looked like a helmet. On top of that, she thought the stylist probably didn't like her. And she did it on purpose.
Wow.
Now, to Vivica and Vanessa, have you ever felt like a hairstylist has done you dirty like that, and how'd you let them know?
Oh, wow. Well, you know Vivica is quite transparent, and I will let you know if you done put my wig on wrong. Trust and believe that.
Same.
Like, baby, come on, let's start this all over.
Yeah.
The braid down. See, what she was really mad about, y'all, was that the braid down. See, for the sisters, if you don't have the braid down right, and it goes on lumpy, that's what she was the pissed about, and she said the hair was cheap.
Vanessa, has a hairstylist ever messed you up?
Oh, my sister. I didn't pay her, though, so it's not really her fault.
Wow.
It's not her fault. Look, she was practicing.
She was practicing.
I let her shave the back off, and then we had to fill in, you know, spots with markers. You know, it was rough. It was rough with mascara.
Oh,
we was young.
Really
Clarion,
rough.
Thank you so much for that. My sister Clarion, with mascara.
Clarion,
I'm going to blast you out. Now, Cardi was good. I'm
going to
blast you out. Now, she do real good hair now. She do real good hair now, but back
in the day. You was part of a humble beginning.
I was part of the humble beginning, so.
Yes.
Well, if you thought Cardi was done, you're wrong. She also used Twitter to call out homophobic people, and she did it like only Cardi can. She tweeted, every bad bitch have a gay best friend or a gay best friend cousin. If you homophobic, you just ugly. We should have let Chewy do that. Chewy, did I do all right?
What's that?
What do you want me to do? Oh, you should have did the Cardi voice. But look, I'm going to move on and just ask you, what comes first, Vivica? Do you think it's being a bad bitch or having the gay BFFs? Like, which
is
first?
Well, first of all, you got to be a bad bitch first to connect, to attract the gay BFFs.
Right. I'm feeling that.
Because if you're not a bad bitch, the children will do you like this. No, honey. No, honey. You're not a bad bitch, so I'm definitely not following you.
Okay? But I will say that quite possibly, sometimes your gay BFF might be able to see the bad bitch in you.
I really, really love the idea of, like, of a gay man walking around out there and he sees someone on the street and he's like, that's a bad bitch right there, and I'm going to bring it out of her. Like,
right.
I love that.
I'm going to bring it out of her. The crazy thing is, it almost sounds like what a pimp would say, too. It's crazy how the world's a parallel.
It's a different kind of track, Headcrack.
Work.
Well, now Headcrack's got a way to make healthy eating easy.
The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you. Whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness, HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. HelloFresh cuts back on the time spent in the kitchen so you can spend it on your other resolutions, with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. Oh, and don't forget dessert, my favorite. Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal limited time goodies like Dunkaroos, cookie dough, or vanilla delight cheesecake. And even sweeter for your wallet, HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. And you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to put towards those other 2022 goals of yours. I also love HelloFresh because it's so easy to change my delivery day, food preferences, plan size, or even skip a week whenever I need to. I made the Tuscan chicken and kale spaghetti for the family, and now they're calling me a chef. So you know what to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/dish16 and use code dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh.
All right, up next, what royal family member is banned from having a best friend? We'll tell you who after the break. I know.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Sad story. Sad story of the day here. Looks like no BFFs for Princess Charlotte.
Aww.
Little Princess Charlotte, no best friend.
What?
Reportedly, the 6-year-old daughter of Prince William and Kate Middleton is not allowed to have a best friend as a part of the strict social rules at her school.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. Journalist Jane Moore explained that the school works extra hard to make sure children don't feel left out, and instead the school focuses on kindness as well as strong educational values, which are good things, but they don't let the kids have best friends. What do you think about this?
They're setting these kids up for failure. Like, you know,
exactly.
We put so many of these fake rules in place, like everybody gets a participation award. Like, that's not how the real world is. And that's why, like, a lot of people go outside of the infrastructure and they freak out because they're not as protected as they were as kids.
I like it, though.
And kids need
needs friends. They need friends.
Social time.
That they can play with and jump rope. That's just making them stuffy and boring.
Well, I'm sure they have friends, but it seems to me they're not trying to have like two people link
the singled
up as, like,
out kind
friends.
Of thing. Right. And then especially if you're best friends with Princess Charlotte, like, come on now.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
everybody's
those play dates will be fun.
Now. Exactly. Everybody's competing. They're stealing blocks. They're, you know what I mean? Right. Spiking each other's lunches. You know, I don't know what they would do to get Charlotte's attention, but it's a tough thing.
Imagine that play date. Like, you want to come over to Windsor Palace hang out?
You want to wear my grandma's crown?
Let's go. You want to ride the horses?
I
really do.
Charlotte needs a BFF, though.
She does.
She does.
I don't think you do.
Himself.
I change BFFs every 10 years. Yes. Oh, yes. You know too much about me, Heffa. You got to move on.
All right, y'all, now the movie Don't Look Up is the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yes, it is.
All right, so it's an amazing film if you haven't seen it. Stream it on Netflix. But there's a part in the film where Leonardo DiCaprio's character, astronomer Randall Mindy, delivers a PSA after he learns that there's a comet on course to destroy life on Earth, right? So now in the PSA, he urges Americans to call a phone number if they seek peace of mind after hearing the news. Well, people do as they told sometimes, and they call the number, and they discovered that it goes straight to a sex hotline.
Juicy!
Over the age of 18 and your parents aren't around and you want to call, it's 800-532. Well, never mind.
Uh-oh. You writing that down?
Come on now. Headcrack, finish it off.
Can y'all imagine like calling y'all like, yo, I'm really worried about this comet. What's up? Mm-hmm. And the other person on the other line is like, yeah, I got this comet coming for you, baby.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming?
It's coming.
It's coming.
They're like, what?
Yeah, they're like,
it's coming. It's coming. It's here.
The person on the other end of the line is like, oh, I got an asteroid for you.
An asteroid for you. I like that. Well, they said the hotline will give you peace of mind, so I'm sure you'll be very relaxed after that conversation.
I'm just going to say, like, I heard that they do give a lot of peace of mind. I mean, I've been a member of that phone number for years and years and years. I've been calling it. Yeah, I have all those deep conversations.
Tanner.
No, not really. I mean, I'm just saying, who also calls sex lines these days? Like, that was the thing in the 90s.
Headcrack, you have a great, like, sex line name.
Oh, thank you.
1-800-555-DISH. That's 1-800-555-DISH.
I like it.
Okay, up next, we go thirst trapping with Drake and his abs. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Woo! Okay, today on the menu is Champagne Poppy himself, Drake. He posted a series of beach pics of him looking all buff and chiseled from the front and back with the caption, "The reward for hard work is more work." Know that.
All
right.
That kind of feels like one of those captions you see when people post a really sexy photo of themselves and then they try to give a motivational quote and it's like, come on now, you're just thirst trapping.
You too oiled do you think up this for this thirst motivation. Trap?
The whole pose like over the head.
What is
like,
that?
Get it, Drake.
If I did that, you know how many people would unfollow me on social media?
Chewy, like, give it a chance. You don't know that.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
You'd be surprised, bro.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Yes.
Question for the guys though: do any of you have any shirtless vacation pics that we could thirst over?
I show my legs. I know my.
You got to know what works best.
Okay. Yeah. Are you showing upper thigh or just calf?
No, I show above the knee. I show upper thigh.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
He's like these thighs is banging.
Yeah, they're meaty. I got to show them. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if y'all want to get some attention on the internet, just show a photo of your feet real quick because they'll slide in your DMs.
Yes. Yo,
I
got a whole different crop of people.
Yeah. I'm on a couple of sites about my feet.
Whoa. Hope you're getting a check.
I don't know if that's going to make it to the show or not.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.